So schedule, what needs to be monitored by project? We have looked at schedule, okay? Are we behind schedule, ahead of schedule, or on schedule? Project trends, like trend analysis. How the trend is, are we progressing as required or we are not progressing? What is the cost trend? What is the schedule trend? Okay, all this needs to be analyzed. Are there any defects? How many defects have been identified? Trend of those defects. Which area is more impacting? All this needs to be tracked. Track variances basically. Right? Project plan. Monitor the deliverables which are against the project plan. Dependencies between activities, resources need to be monitored by project manager. Budgets, budget which has been allocated, how is the actual budget, how is the actual spend as compared to budgeted spend which has been granted by the stakeholders for a phase or a project. Scope, are we in scope or out of scope? Is there any scope creep which is happening? Are there any occurrences of that? Okay, how is the change control happening? Right? This all needs to be monitored by the project. Critical path. Critical path is the longest path, as I said. You know, so are we tracking the critical path? Checking if there are any issues with respect to it. The task owners who are associated with the critical path activities, are they doing the work as required? Any roadblocks or bottlenecks which are there? Is there a possibility of, you know, what if scenario? If critical path might get revised, what if analysis needs to be done for critical path? Okay, matrix. Create matrix with respect to milestones which are defined for the project. Any pending milestone or probability to fast track them. So analyzing if any adjustments needs to be done in a project. Identifying the missed milestone, right? Milestone, like a construction milestone. Slab 1 completed. Did we do that? Okay. Matrix for that. How much time it was required to complete that slab. So next step, slab, we can expect same kind of timelines. So similar kind of matrix, milestone matrix can be created by the project manager. Issue log. Issues are the issues, realistic issues which have happened in a project. So you need to ensure that those are logged, tracked, and solution for those issues is identified and implemented. You cannot just say that I have identified the issue. The issues have to be resolved. There has to be a change which has to be introduced. Approved change. Please remember this. Okay, you cannot have a change which is just implemented. Okay, you have to have an approved change request to overcome the issue situation. Okay, risk log, similar to this issues, risk is, you know, to happen kind of a situation. So this risk also need to be properly managed. Many times implementing the risk responses will require a cost, time, effort. This needs to be approved by the stakeholders so that if you identify the risk earlier, then you will be able to manage it much better. Okay. So threats and opportunities on the project needs to be analyzed. Impact of that risk needs to be communicated and controlled in a document called risk register. Again, team reports. Okay, what should be monitored? PM should review the team reports regularly to collect the data how the project is progressing. Culture of openness and honesty should be created so that people feel free to raise their concerns and issues and give inputs. PM should watch for the reports that give an overly favorable impression, because that is false impression many times. You know, not everything goes as planned. If you all your reports say everything is fine, then something is fishy. Okay. Key performance indicators. Okay, KPIs. Okay, KPIs are indicators that are used to measure performance of a project or organization, like a sales KPM. Okay, to increase the revenue over period of maybe time, you know, something like year or a quarter. Okay, marketing KPIs, like, you know, number of visitors which visit our website should increase by this much percent. These are different KPIs which organization and projects can set up. Okay, financial KPIs, like, you know, measure the profitability of the company, okay, over a period of 1 year, or improve the profitability of the company over a period of 1 year. What is the difference? These are KPIs. This measure the performance of the project or organization. Okay. Next is KPIs serve as a PM's tool to measure progress towards the project goal. They help to determine if the project is on schedule or moving towards as achieving its desired outcome. KPIs reflect the prospective of stakeholders who are interested in project's outcome. Very, very important. The KPIs are nothing but metrics which is created by the project for stakeholders. They should give a clear picture, transparency in terms of how the project is progressing. The KPIs should be like, you know, if you are developing banking app, how much development has happened? For any banking app, what is most important? Person should be able to view his or her account balance or make transfer. If he has current account or saving bank account, all the information should be displayed in one dashboard. Okay. So if these are the expectations, are they being met? How is the saving bank functionality progressing? How is the current account bank functionality is progressing? All this information should be visible. Okay. How is a KPI? How many bugs were identified in a saving bank functionality which is developed? How many bugs were developed in or were identified in current bank account functionality? Okay. All this metrics makes sense for the stakeholders. Okay. So a project manager might, you know, fall into one of the categories, KPIs categories, quantitative in terms of number, financial in terms of economic value, qualitative with respect to experience or perception, how user friendly it is. Okay. In terms of a 60 plus person will be able to use it. Directional, verify if the project needs improvement. Okay. These are the KPIs which you need to monitor and control for the project. Okay. The following KPIs are generally examples, you know, percentage, numerical KPI, as we said. Percentage of processes were completed falls within plus or minus 5% of the estimated completion. Average time to complete the task. Percentage of processes where the actual number of assigned resources is less than the planned resources. These are few KPIs, business process performance indicators, KPIs can be looked at. Okay, example. Again, coming here, KPI examples for quality. Cycle time. What is the cycle time? Loop around time. Okay, we started here, we ended here. So that is the cycle time. Okay. Cycle time, volume of call handled, number of customer complaints, number of escalations which have happened. These are the KPIs for quality performance, which can be created for the project. Okay. So during the phase, this many complaints or this many escalations have happened for your project in terms of quality issues. Right. KPI example, gauging the budget performance is like, you know, budget spend versus budget plan. Okay. One of the key performance indicators, plan versus actual basically. Okay. PM should use the performance indicator for monitoring with caution as they impact the team focuses on. What team focuses on. Okay. So very important, if the customer has set the performance indicator, team may neglect other areas of operational success in favor of meeting this indicators. So if customer says that my saving bank account functionality should work like anything, so everybody is concentrating on that only. What happens to the Demat account functionality then? Okay. People might neglect it, right? So people or a team associated with the particular project should not also ignore it. They should take into account all the aspects which are required here, right? Lessons learned. We have been talking about lessons learned. Lessons learned is a process of gathering insights gained during the project life cycle. These insights are very useful for future projects as well as other phases or stages of your project. Project manager should keep track of these lessons learned in a maybe log document or a document, a simple document, so that it can be re-referred for your future endeavors. Okay? Many times this lessons learned can serve as a best practice. How? Let's say, okay, a simple example is when a code is written, okay, the code is written, it was identified in a lesson learned that the code was not reviewed or checked for compliances, and that is why it led to 5 errors in a project. Okay? Now, what is a lesson learned? The code should be reviewed for compliance. So it becomes a best practice in the future that once the code is written, it should be checked or reviewed for compliance. Best practice. Okay, so lessons learned many times become the best practices for future projects or future stages. Okay. Again, benefits of lesson learned, as I said, can be used for future projects, enables to uncover issues, concerns which are encountered in current project for the later projects. Avoid similar mistakes in a future projects, and reasons for struggle in a project and challenges team face for can be better understood if you look at the lessons learned from the project's point of view. It also helps in for audits and reviews of the project. Okay. Regularly monitoring project schedule performance help identify potential problems. Okay, this we are talking about performance monitoring now. Okay, performance monitoring in here means that we are identifying potential problems at an earlier stage in terms of performance, like cost overruns, risk, resource conflicts, etc., etc. Knowledge of this or information about this, if we identify it earlier, then it becomes a kind of a helping hand to project manager to manage them effectively in the later stages. Okay. Accurate data is also one of the important components which a project manager should look at. Right? If the data is not accurate, your reporting or performance monitoring will not be accurate, and a misleading communication will go ahead. Gantt chart, milestone reports are one of the tools or similar kind of tools can be used to communicate this information or deliverables to project manager. Okay. Schedule performance monitoring, again, standard format and processes for recording the status of the work accomplished and enable accurate information and ease analysis process. Okay, so standard format and process for recording the status of the work and accomplishments can enable accurate information and ease the analysis process. Okay, so standardization basically of this process helps in lifting the stress in terms of reporting or identifying the information for the team. Okay, so standardization saves time, efforts, money. Routine tasks can be standardized, easily done. Okay, so like, you know, time reporting, person fills the time against the task, and this effort capturing, you can set up a tool to capture all the details and give you a report. Standardizing. Monitoring is important, but there needs to be a balance between time spent and value realized. It is not necessary that you have to do whole set of full monitoring. If your project is small, if your project is of 1 month, whole set of monitoring and controlling process is not required. Okay? Creating big dashboards is not required. Maybe a simple email communication is enough. But if your project is very complex, a ROI in terms of time spent on monitoring and tracking, which is done, and the value realized has to be judged. Okay, micromanaging team is not recommended. Okay, effective monitoring can lead to benefits in terms of transparencies and then commitment by the team and confidence building. Okay, which leads to achieving the targets very easily. Right. So advantage of monitoring schedule performance is according, more accurate data which is generated, reduces chances of surprises to the stakeholders. Okay, as project goes from one stage to another, the clear process or transparency which is created, a commitment in terms of giving the accuracy, accurate data, builds the confidence with the stakeholders and avoids getting surprises or issues at the last moment. Okay. Increasing awareness about this process also helps, because many times people feel there is always a resistance for this, why this is required. Many times, monitoring and controlling done for bigger projects is very important, because there are so many interdependencies and complexities involved, right? Okay. Schedule performance monitoring, again, early identification, very, very important, increases chance of meeting the deliverables and commitment. Meet deadlines and actual targets also can be achieved. Transparency, as I said, transparency is very important. Evaluation at each and every stage encourages people to perform according to plan and not just at the end. Okay, we don't want hero culture, as I said, completing everything in a hurry when end is happening. People rush towards creating codes, testing faster, and putting a lot of effort, doing night outs and extra overtime. No, that is not what we want. Okay, on a project. Impact of delay in monitoring. If the monitoring schedule is not done regularly, okay, there is a longer waiting to analyze the result. It can lead to situations like teams can lose a focus on their work. Delays. Schedule is not progressing according to the plan or target. Small problems can accumulate and create bigger problems. Like, one, there is five functionalities which need to be developed, and all the five functionalities work was delayed by 3 to 4 days. Now, if all of them have three, four delays for one functionality looks to be a small, but if you accumulate five functionalities, almost 20 days of delay. 20 man days of delay can happen in a project. Bigger problem. 3 to 4 days is not a small, but if you accumulate it, it becomes a bigger problem. Okay? So risk analysis also is important. It and can also contribute to delays in your project. Okay? Controlling the project. We have been looking at monitoring, now we are looking at controlling. Controlling is where you decide about taking action on the issues. You're planning, you're monitoring, you find out there is a difference, you found alternatives. Now, this is the point where you will take action. Ensure that the project follows the plan. Okay? It is easier to control a project if you know what the problem is. Right? So, changes to original plan, changes keep on happening. No, from the day one of your projects, changes are introduced in your project. Okay, so project must be flexible to manage them. Right, controlling project manager often are blamed for projects failing. Okay, but it is also important to analyze why the project failed. It was lack of change control process, scope creep, or dictatorship of the stakeholders, what led to it. Okay, so change control is one of the important aspects which a project needs to check. because this is where you can control the uncontrolled changes to be introduced in the project. Right? Okay. So change control process is formally documented. It should be documented so that everyone is in sync. Stakeholders also know. Like, you know, if it is a small project, people can come, yeah, you know, this functionality, can you add? It will require just one day of effort. No, please try to do that. No. One day of delay also can affect immediate tasks which are dependent on the task, other tasks. So this impact analysis has to be done. And that is why everything needs to go through change control. Okay. Controlling process, again, project management body of knowledge, as per project management body of knowledge, a project management function that involves comparing actual performance with planned performance and taking appropriate corrective action and directing others to take action that will yield the desired outcomes in the project when significant differences exist. That is a very bookish information or a definition of project control. But at the end, what it means is that you have to compare actual against the plan, identify differences and take actions on these differences so that the outcomes which you need are achieved. Okay, so controlling a project is very essential. Even though you identify, but if you do not take action, then your project is going to fail. Okay, so areas of project control are, okay, scope, we have been talking about scope. Managing the scope is very important. Avoid scope creep. Schedule control, okay, schedule has to be controlled throughout your project. Okay, unexpected issues maybe has to be investigated. Changes have to be going through the approval process. Okay, all this has to be done by the project. Risk control, identifying, qualifying, quantifying risk, then identifying the responses for the risk and giving solutions or alternatives for the risk is very, very important. I talked about negative impact, threat, and opportunities, right? So they need to be analyzed. Their impact, can we reduce the impact, right? Quality control, if your deliverables are defective, then project is bound to fail. Okay, customer might not accept. You yourself go into the market when you buy something. If you see a small hole on a shirt which you want to buy, you will reject it, right? So why will customer accept defective products? Okay, why will customer accept packaging which is not appropriate or does not represent its branding? Okay, so many things are involved. Okay, so quality is one of the important aspects which needs to be managed. Okay, testing key deliverables for the project and accepting, checking the quality levels is very important. Okay, periodic review of quality control process is also important. How you are checking the quality, how you are checking the quality of the product is also important. Over a period of time, the way you check the quality might change. Okay, like the material being used can change, like, you know, glass. Okay, the glass which used to be used for the cars, in initial cars, it was a small glass, but now it is hardened glass. Okay, when you break the glass, it doesn't scatter, the pieces do not scatter, right? That is the quality of glass. So how will you check this kind of changes? So your quality check process also needs to change over a period of time. Please remember this. Six Sigma is a method for quality control. Six Sigma talks about minimizing the variations or defects and ensuring customer satisfaction. It talks about a concept of 3.4 defects per million opportunities. Okay. It is a discipline method focused on eliminating defects in the process, product or service by reducing variations and delivering organizational change through the project process improvement. It is very useful for the project managers as it helps achieve project management quality. Okay, please remember this Six Sigma. Okay, application of Six Sigma along with the robust, efficient project management is very, very important. Six Sigma primarily practiced within the organization as a process improvement methodology. Process. Okay, I'll give you a simple example. Okay, Six Sigma, identifying the issues. Okay, you have an assembly line here, and in the assembly line, you have to identify that which it is the assembly line for soap. Okay, simply, if you have to identify which soap box doesn't have a soap, how will you implement it? A simple process of having a high capacity fan at the assembly line, which will remove the empty cartons, is a way to achieve the quality. So you are not assembling or putting an empty box in a packaging, big boxes. Simple example. Okay, so process improvement, how you can improve this process? When you identify there were empty soap boxes being delivered to the customer, so how we can avoid it? By having a high capacity blow fans which will remove the cartons, empty cartons. Simple solution, right? Okay, so process control, cost, very important. Cost is always required. Keeping track of actual cost, time-based budget is very important. We have been talking about it way in, way out, okay? Leading to cost escalations and unsuccessful completion, okay? So it involves evaluating project budget estimate, comparing plan versus actual. And then it is not just reporting the process, but involves searching variances between the schedule and actual cost, okay? Variances have to be checked for, okay? Because cost is very important from the project point of view, right? So change control. Okay, we have looked at project change control time and again, but here is just a recap. Change has to be quality, or rather the change has to, the process itself has to be going through a control. Okay, how the change has to be approved, how the change has to be monitored and controlled. All this has to be documented, and the process also needs to improve. Okay, definition, consideration, who will approve, what kind of changes, categorization, low priority, high priority, urgent priority. Okay, some issues are urgent. The changes are implemented for issues many times to solve the problem. So there are urgent kind of problems, there are low priority items or high priority items. Everything needs to be taken care of, right? Okay, coming back to again change control. So it change log and change request form is one of the documents which are used, and only approved changes should go through the change control process and integrate into the project plan. Project monitoring and controlling can be done manually using computer-based softwares or manually or computer-based softwares. Manual process can be time-consuming and less effective nowadays because of dynamics of the project. But nowadays, people are preferring to use the scheduling softwares which are available, scheduling and monitoring controlling softwares which are available, so that you get real-time data and the data maintenance and accessibility can be very easy. Okay. Also, analysis is also very important here. This also allows for analysis provide relevant and accurate information within the reasonable time frame. Okay. Softwares, I talked about Project Microsoft Project Plan or Primavera, Asana, Trello, Jira. These are many kind of softwares which are available in the market for monitoring, controlling, and scheduling activities. Okay. With organization, companies implementing projects across different locations, having this kind of software gives a liberty to have virtual teams online. You know, there are multiple teams working. You know, let's say if you are developing software which will be implemented for a European bank. So their norms for data protection might be different. So in this case, a banking expert who is there from Europe will be required in your project. Okay, if you have this varied kind of teams, okay, managing these virtual teams becomes important. One of the ways is having this tools, software tools which are available in market. But there are different ways also team can devise, you know, communication ways which you can, like, you know, conference calls, okay. Or video calls can be used. Okay, so working with virtual team is challenging but not difficult. Okay, effective communication, collaboration tools being used can ensure that even though with virtual team, the project is successful. Advancement of technology has helped in this, like, you know, as I said, Zoom calls or virtual calls, conference calls, VoIP calls, you know, VoIP calls. Very, very easy to cater to, right? Some key points listed below make this process a success. Leverage on the virtual teams or online teams. Since some support can be 24/7 due to advantage of time zones. Like, you know, here people working in India, once the team leaves, they will hand over it to US team. Then US team, when they finish, they will hand over it to Australian team. Australia team, when they finish, they again hand it over to India team. Okay, so this leverage, this 24/7 support can be implemented. It's just an example of which I'm talking about. Flexible working hours. Okay, and communication can happen easily. People feel more motivated to contribute and come ahead. Managing and controlling, again, virtual team, use screenshots, capture or track output of the team members, you know, how we can review the work, you know. Many times people do not feel confident of what the work is being done by the team. So one of the ways is, you know, to capture screenshot or take the inputs for what has happened, a review meeting, a daily stand-up meeting, monitoring individually with the team member, what work they have done, individual reports can flow in. These are the different ways in which you can handle this. Okay, so monitoring, controlling, as I said, is very, very important. Just to summarize this, monitoring, controlling is essential part of the various processes in project. It helps project that do not progress or that are not progressing according to the plan to bring them back on a track. Okay, adequate monitoring and control should be implemented for a project. You should not, for a simple project, is not required to create high level of dashboard or monitoring tools to be installed. Okay, project manager should have a balance between how much time he is spending on the tracking activities and how much value it is giving to the project as well as to the stakeholders. Okay, so that completes our part of project monitoring and controlling. Let's meet again for the next topic. Thank you very much. Bye.